So we've stopped here by this large red and white boat that's docked in the harbour. Neil, can you tell us what we're looking at?
The clue really is the light at the top of the ship where the mast would be, and this obviously is a lightship. And as I said previously, Trinity House has its operational headquarters based in Harwich, and lightships were a very important part of maritime safety, along with buoys and along with lighthouses. Lightships were used quite frequently, and in fact they're still used today. One of the main advantages of a lightship is that it's transportable, it's portable. You can sail it wherever you want or wherever it's needed, weigh anchor, and you can light up the light and protect sailors from crashing into to danger. And once, a long time ago, lightships like this were all along the coast of Britain in some of the most remote places, like the Hebrides, Orkneys, and on the Cornish coast. And in fact, there's still quite a few lightships around the coast at the moment, but they're all automated. And that means that they aren't manned. They're all done by computers and radio signals. What makes this one, which is Light Vessel 18, different is that it is the last remaining example of a manned lightship in Britain. It's now a museum. You can go on it and can have a look around. And it gives you an idea of what life was like. It tells what, you know, shows people what life was like on a light vessel. And it could be quite dangerous work. I mean, obviously, on any boat, you're open to the elements. You have to deal with bad weather. And obviously, the crew would have been working in storms. Maybe if the light had gone out, you'd have to fix it in storms. So it could be quite dangerous. But it was also very tedious as well and quite claustrophobic. Usually you would be on the ship for 2 months at a time, and then you'd have a month leave on shore. But you can imagine if there's nine of you on a small ship with not a lot to do. I mean, you've got to essentially just maintain it. And obviously you've got to maintain it for 24 hours. The light has always got to be working, for the safe passage of ships.